Election Day now 6 weeks out. Former President Trump in Georgia today. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the southern border later this week. And evacuations already underway in western Florida as Tropical Storm Helene picks up strength. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. A climber has died from a fall at Devil's Tower in Wyoming. 21-year-old Stuart Philip Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling the second pitch of El Croco Diablo when he fell, sustaining major injuries. He was pronounced dead at the scene by a local paramedic. Porter's partner was stranded and later rescued from the wall of the tower. Porter's is the seventh climbing death in the 100-plus-year climbing history at Devil's Tower. Burn it where you buy it. That's the message from the Department of Natural Resources. The DNR says if you intend to burn firewood during a camping trip, purchase it from on-site rather than bringing it from home or picking it up along the way. Bringing firewood new places could spread invasive pests. That's how emerald ash borer got into Wisconsin. And there's going to be more money for underprivileged Wisconsinites for mental health aid. Federal aid, when totaling $4.7 million, is coming into the state this year. That's your news. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, high mid-70s. High upper 70s, mostly sunny Thursday. For Friday and the upcoming weekend, it stays mild. Highs well into the 70s with more sun than clouds. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
99.7.
scene on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, hollow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike the pose.
Thank you. up, get up, let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, cause you do it right.
Thank you. SFM Sports.
Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer Brett Favre testified this morning in a congressional hearing that he's recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which is a brain disorder known to develop from concussive contact to the head. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Favre played all of his career before concussions were treated with the care that they receive in today's game. The Brewers kick off the final week of the regular season with the first of a three-game series against the Pirates at PNC Park tonight. Tobias Myers gets the nod for the crew. Aaron Hills has been awarded a U.S. Amateur, a U.S. Women's Amateur, as well as three other USGA championships over the next 15 years. Since opening in 2006, Aaron Hills has already hosted four championships, including the 2017 U.S. Open. It'll host the U.S. Women's Open late May of next year. Packers have the day off today. They'll return to the practice field tomorrow. The Badger women's hockey team opens its season Friday night at home against Lindenwood. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with your Go for the Greener Gold keyword to text this hour. The word is fun. F-U-N. Like a fun vacation. You could win $100 cash right now and be in to win those club-level seats for a Green Bay game. The word is fun. Text it in right now through the Civic Media app. Good luck.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Stop me up, but never stop, never.
that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Every Wednesday and Saturday, swing by downtown Baraboo for the Farmers Market. From 8 a.m. until 12:30, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street at the Courthouse Square in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to give them a like on Facebook at Baraboo Farmers Market, as each night before the event, they'll post who's going to be at the market. And then mark your calendars for September 28th for Kind Fest at Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This great day of events includes music, games, and community. West on 12 will be performing, plus you're going to have a bags tournament, bingo, raffles, food trucks, drinks, and mental health resources. This will be from 1 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 28th. Find all the details by searching Kind Fest on Facebook.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
It's hard to let go of these last warm days of summer. But soon, windows will need to close, furnaces will be firing up, and you'll find yourself enjoying a cup of hot cocoa while snuggling in front of a comfy fireplace. cozy. So now is the perfect time to get an energy-efficient heat and glow insert from Shield Hearth and Home in Baraboo. Save $649 on your insert if you purchase before October 14th. Hurry in today to Shield Hearth and Home at 302 Lynn Street in Baraboo or head to ShieldsFiresideWI.com.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, high mid-70s. High upper 70s, mostly sunny Thursday. For Friday and the upcoming weekend, it stays mild. Highs well into the 70s with more sun than clouds. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
99.7 Max FM. Put on your red shoes.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yes. Me again. And I'm back.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Getting ready for the ride home. It's Aaron. We've got a busy week here at the Max FM studios, and we need your help. I'll tell you all about our event coming up Thursday, our Hope House Request-a-thon. That and more after 5 o'clock, and an update on your news and weather all on the way. It's Max FM.
My heart that spins into a frenzy. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. And Election Day now just 6 weeks away, with the economy one of the top issues for voters. Lawmakers are working to avert a government shutdown at the end of this month. House lawmakers set to vote tomorrow on a measure to avert that government shutdown, even though former President Trump voiced support for a shutdown. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer says a shutdown would hurt Americans.
But thankfully, we're on track to avoid all this mess. Once it's sent over, the Senate stands ready to get to work to get this bill.